What is up, diehards? Mr. West in the building, AWOL Sports in the house, actually, in them headphones. Here's a Thursday night football preview, week 4, Chicago Bears at the Green Bay Packers, NFC North rivalry. Alright, so the Bears have two things going their way here. They are coming off a big overtime win against the Steelers, and they face their arch rival on a short week. The Cheeseheads bounce back after a 21-7 halftime deficit against a struggling Bengals team. Green Bay controlled the second half, outscoring Cincy 17-3 before hitting a field goal for the win in OT, just like the Bears. A win is a win. The difference being that Chicago pulled off an upset and is playing some good football so far. The Packers' comeback effort, well, the result is what we all expected. They were favored to win at home for a reason. Well, in the last 4 meetings, Green Bay won big. Once. Won 2 close games. And Chicago pulled off a W for themselves. So 3 of those 4 games finished within 1 possession. And you can never fully disregard a division rival. The Packers' O-line hasn't looked good enough as they allowed 6 sacks and Aaron Rodgers threw a pick against the Bengals. Maybe Rodgers and the Pack found their groove in the second half and overtime, and maybe it carries over. The Bears gave Atlanta a scare in week 1. And beat Pittsburgh. The defense keeps them in it. The backfield duo of Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen moves the chains and scores the points. Teams are going to zero in on those 2 playmakers to force Mike Glennon to throw the ball more and to win the game. Chicago simply isn't a team that can play from behind. We all know that. So while it's true Green Bay has earned the benefit of the doubt, like I said, the last few meetings were close finishes. No team can afford to eyeball the following week. The Bears meet the rival Vikings next week. The Packers will collide with the Cowboys. Both games can go either way, so this one, this week, on a short week, is just as important as any game. Vegas has Rodgers and company favored by 7 points with a score total of 45. Game is in Lambeau Field, where the Bengals had them on the ropes. It seems reasonable for the Pack to win by 7. I mean, they appear to be the superior team year after year. They average 22 points so far compared to Chicago 16, which is a 6-point difference, which would not be enough to cover that spread. Defensively, both allow around 22-23 points per week with similar defensive stats across the board, although none of them has forced an interception yet. I do expect that to change this weekend. Or this week, rather. Rodgers facing the Bears over his career, 38 touchdowns to 9 interceptions with a 14-4 record. Randall Cobb will play this week after missing the previous game. Jordy Nelson and Ty Montgomery each have 3 TDs so far. As for the Bears, Mike Glennon has 3 touchdowns himself, but has committed 4 turnovers. The good news, he's completing 67% of his passes. We all know teams want to run against Green Bay, keep Rodgers on the sideline. At this point, Cohen has 3 runs of 20-plus yards. As far as the guys scoring touchdowns, Jordan Howard, he's got 3 of them. He's leading the charge there for the Bears. For the Packers, we just said, Ty Montgomery, Jordy Nelson, they both have 3 as well. So yes, the Pack, if they have a better offense, they have more playmakers. There's nothing new there, not breaking news. I think talking Packers defense against Bears offense here, I think if the Packers play one-on-one on the outside against the receivers, against the tight end, and load the box to stop the two running backs, this could be a double-digit win. It hurts that Nick Perry, their outside linebacker, is still out. The Bears have to keep things slow and ugly and boring to have a chance. That's going to be their story all year long. I'm not sure they have a wide receiver that can break loose, as far as Chicago goes, to pull a safety out of the box, which most likely will be Morgan Burnett. He's good. Chicago did find success against the Steelers' 3-4 defense, something the Packers also do. And the Packers do have questionable inside linebackers that will be responsible for the two running backs. Packers offense versus Bears defense, on the other hand, the Bears front seven should make the Packers one-dimensional. Their O-line and ground game hasn't really got going at all. Yeah, it's great to have a QB like Rodgers, but to make him susceptible to more hits by having him throw over 40 times in the first three games, the guy has been sacked a league-high 13 times already. Left tackle David Bakhtiari, he's going to miss this game too. He's yet to play. At the end of the day, it's tough to win without trusting the blind side, that the blind side protection will be there, and without production running the football. I'm absolutely saying the Bears have a chance. The last four meetings in Wisconsin, they were split. Both teams look one-dimensional offensively. You can't place a lot of trust in Mike Glennon, though. He's fit 6-15 as a starter, and this is his first time facing Green Bay. The most lopsided matchup is the Packers' route runners versus the Bears' DBs, who just saw safety Quinton Demps break his forearm last week. Give me Rodgers. It won't be pretty for four quarters. The Bears should earn more respect in primetime action. It's just that Nelson, Cobb, Davante Adams, they're all healthy. Montgomery contributes to the air. Even Geronimo Allison racked up a 100-yard day in last week's victory. This is already Green Bay's third home game. They're 2-0. Just too much firepower for them not to break loose for enough plays to get to 3-1. I'm not really one for scores. Just look at last Thursday, Niners-Rams 41-39 final score. Really? Who saw that coming? Two defensive teams, two rivals. I guess it happens, but on a short week at that. So, I mean, this game, another Thursday nighter, short week, rivalry. Say Rodgers throws for two TDs, leads two or three field goal drives. I'll give him, say, 23 points, holding the Bears. Let's say the Bears, you know. I mean, we saw what the Packers defense did to Seattle in week one, the opener. And they gave Seattle fits. And I know that's not an offensive juggernaut, but neither is Chicago. So, you know what? I think Chicago is capable of moving the chains. I'm not sure that they're capable of scoring multiple touchdowns. Give me 23-13. Green Bay wins at home.